RadioMD. RadioMD.com. Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Oh, oh, oh. That's what eyes, ophthalmology, optometry, and opticianry begin with, the letter O. Well, what's the difference? Where did it start? Where's it going? What are your choices? How to use these folks and know what they exactly do? Well, let me just describe it first. We have three health professionals that deal with eyes, glasses, etc. First is the optician. The optician is the person who measures you for your glasses, your frames, fits them to your face, and helps be the cosmetologist, so to speak, to make sure they're attractive and functional to your needs. They're also the person who makes you choose some of the many options we'll get into as to what glasses are best for you, your occupation, your looks, and your lifestyle. The ophthalmologist is a specialist who finished an undergraduate college education, 4 years of medical school, completed a year of internship, and then spent 3 or 4 years of residency training in ophthalmology. So the ophthalmologist is the MD who has gone through general medicine and has probably the best idea of what we call pathophysiology, how pathology relates to what you see, and therefore can understand how the eye is a window to the body, to the mind, and to the psyche as well. So the ophthalmologist is the MD who specializes in retina, cornea, cataract surgery, glaucoma, dry eyes, etc., but also has to be aware of glasses and refraction, although does not spend as much time on that an examination as does the next O. The optometrist is also a college graduate who has 4 additional years of optometric school. Optometry comes from the Greek word opsis and metron, meaning eye and measure. Optometry is measuring the eye. So the optometrist learns the true art of refracting or correcting vision. He or she knows how to fit contact lenses, glasses, and diagnose eye conditions. And in many conditions, they're able to treat with topical medications and even some oral medications. So the optometrist is a specialist in the area of understanding how to connect what the person sees with what's going on in the eyes, but is limited in treatment because of not having the MD diagnosis. Seneca the Younger was the first one who ever explained about someone being able to see with an optical device. It was Emperor Nero of Rome. He took a globe of glass filled with water and used that for magnification. Just like when you look at the fish in the fishbowl, it looks larger. And that way he got past his old age vision called presbyopia. Al-Hazaris, an Arab, published in 1021 a book of optics. I mean, it really took a lot to happen, as we shall see, before people understood eyes, vision, and optics. The invention of eyeglasses, 1286 in Italy, was the first time the glass blowers actually realized how to make a lens and how that lens looked like a lentil, so it was called a lens. And then it took off from there. Others have said that the smoky quartz lenses the Chinese made in the 12th century were also used, but it didn't allow for much clarity in the vision. The Inuits had used a protective eye goggle that improved their vision by making a slit called a stenopaic slit, like a pinhole, in order to see better and protect their eyes at the same time. But it really was 1286, etc. But let's go back in time. It took a meteor to land in the Libyan desert, somewhere around 26 million years ago. And then it took at least 26 million years, minus a few thousand, before people in the desert found this colorful, clear material, because the heat from the meteor fused the silicon dioxide into glass. Very interestingly, when you heat glass and then cool it back down, it comes to a different shape. For instance, if you boil water and then you freeze it, it will be back to the usual freezing form. But if you take a handful of sand and you cook it to 1,000 degrees, when it cools, it comes back to a whole different structure and is clear and can actually be molded. It took a long time before we went from ornamental uses of glass, because they didn't know how to use it, and to knowing that you could actually sculpt this into something very useful. The glass blowers were in Venice. And Venice, in about the 1250s to the 1350s, was the major trading partner in the Mediterranean, perhaps the merchant capital of the world. And because they could blow glass and make it into vials and containers, it was extremely valuable for people because it was a little more durable and transportable than pottery. And then what happened was Venice at the time was made out of wood, and wood burned, so they outlawed the glass blowers to the island of Murano near Venice. And that's where they got together, they got their intuitive natures, and they discovered blowing glass. So blowing glass was the beginning of the whole circuitry in order to make glasses come about. Now, it took a number of other things for it to happen before people could really understand the optics and deal with, first, hyperopia, which is farsightedness, presbyopia, which is getting to be 35 to 45 and needing reading glasses, and then many years later for myopia, because the lenses are inverted. At the same time, it took 3 centuries before they could make real spectacles, other than riveting 2 pieces of glass and pinching it onto the nose. But really, people back in 1286 didn't read. There was no print. It was all done by hand, and only the wealthy or the priestly had the opportunity to have manuscripts. But as soon as glasses came about, and Wittenberg invented the printing press, then the world was open to a whole new lifestyle. But it was that meteor hitting the Libyan sands that allowed us to have glass, telescopes, microscopes, fiber optics, to listen to this program today, to see your computer, etc. It is fascinating what a meteor and an accident did, and the fact that we can measure something, we can keep making it better. So your glasses can be corrective, safety, sunglasses, yellow tinted, computer glasses, adjustable glasses in 2008, can be from Gucci to Warby Parker, and can be Prevencia. The latest material from the Verilux people is called Prevencia. Prevencia is actually an SPF 25 that is merged into the glass or plastic material and reduces glare by 50%. Fabulous for night driving. So the 3 O's, opticians, optometrists, ophthalmologists, still need to measure the eye first, still need to fit the eye with glasses, still need to help people out and work together. Very interesting, we need all 3. So the moral of the story is, pay attention to who you go to and understand. This is Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes. Visit me on Wizard of Eyes at RadioMD.com for this and any other segment. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, because next we'll talk about something very similar, because it interrelates to the 3 O's. It's the history of vision.